Welcome to Beyond Our Walls, a podcast from Fellowship Bible Church dedicated to helping you engage your world as you help others follow Jesus. Join us as we hear inspiring stories of gospel transformation from our partners and missionaries. Here's your host, Jeff Geip.
Today, we're diving deep into the enchanting world of Peru with our country champions, Matt and Sandy McKean. Matt and Sandy, it's absolutely a delight to have you join us today. Thank you for being here.
We're thrilled to be here.
Yes, it's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So many things have been happening in Peru over the years. I don't even know where I want to ask you to start. So I guess I'll ask you to start. Who are you? And tell us a little bit about your family.
Okay, well, I'm Sandy, and I have been married to Matt for 3.5 years. I have 2 adult sons. The youngest one, Bradley, still lives here in town. Gregory, my older son, just moved to Chicago in November, so it's the first time I've been without him, and it's very strange, as you probably know. And been at Fellowship since 2008. And 2.
Wow, that's incredible. That's a long time. How about you, Matt?
I moved up here in 2020 mm-hmm. when we got married, and started going to the church in 19 and decided that I wanted to come live up here because of the church and Sandy. I've got 1 daughter who lives in Alabama where I moved here from, and just thrilled to be here and just love the Fellowship family.
Yeah, that's so great.
Really do.
Yeah, I just remember first meeting you. Actually, Teresa and I, my wife, and we all went and had Mexican food.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And it was such a great time. And so seeing all that God has done over the last couple of years in your life, and because you'd just been married, I think when we met, maybe just a short amount of time.
A short while.
So, wow, this is so great. I know that you've been in Peru for decades, so I'm going to ask you to give us the Reader's Digest version. Sandy, why don't you tell us just how it started for you?
Okay, well, I started coming to Peru in 2000. My dad, after retiring, had helped start a school at the church in Comas, and so I wanted to check it out. And I went there and was amazed at what God was doing in that church. And I've been going back every year since, several times. There were 2 years I didn't go. One was 2020 with the pandemic, and then one was in 2015.
Wow.
That's how I got started.
And when did you meet Mario? How long ago was that?
I met Mario on the first fellowship trip. So that was in 2003.
Wow.
Or maybe 2002.
Right.
2002. He was coming into that role. When I started going there, there was another pastor there. But that's when I met Mario. And he was there for a while until 2008. And then he went to Lima and was in a more of a corporate position with the Christian Missionary Alliance. And we started working with Pastor Angel.
Very good.
So we're glad to have Pastor Mario back, although we still, of course, love Pastor Angel.
I didn't get to meet him, but I did get to meet Mario, and he is such a lovely man.
Oh, I know.
It was so, so good to know him. And so, Matt, when was your first time down in Peru?
I was right after we got married. Yeah, we went down in October. And they had our first trip. It was 4 of us, 2 couples, and went down and spent a week at a couple of the churches. It was just amazing. The people are beautiful. They really are. They're really wonderful, wonderful people.
Yeah. Now, do you speak Spanish?
Poquito.
Poquito, yeah. I'm the same. I know the important things. ¿Dónde está el baño, por favor?
Sí.
El rápido. You know, those types of things.
Right.
But Sandy, you're basically fluent.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I had lived there while I was growing up. My dad was in the military, and so we were stationed in Lima when I was in from 4th grade through 7th grade. So that's when I learned to speak Spanish.
Wow.
So I have the vocabulary of a 12-year-old.
Well, I don't know. You impress me. That's pretty amazing. So you are country champions of Peru. What is, for our audience, what is a country champion? What does that mean? What's your perspective on that?
I think the first thing is commitment. You must be just committed to the country, to the individual, just all that they represent. So it's commitment. And then too is consistency in prayer for them. I pray for them specifically, and then for the church, the local church, each one of the church plants every day. I think that that's just a super important thing to do. And then I would say the third thing would be communication, just staying in touch with them, talking to them, sending them WhatsApp messages, or just however it's best for you to communicate. I think those are critically important.
Yeah. So what does that rhythm look like? You said pray for them daily, but how often are you communicating with them? Is it a few times a month? Is it a few times a week?
I've got a lot of people that I know.
Yeah.
So I'm communicating with someone at least weekly,
right.
Usually a little bit more than that. But with the pastor, with Mario himself or Rosa, it's at least monthly, if not, you know, a couple of times a month, just checking in.
Right. That's so great. Matt, this is a little off the cuff, but
okay.
You are fulfilling the biblical model of couples working together and serving in God's kingdom. It's newer for you in the last 3 years. And so how's that experience been?
It's been amazing. It really has. Just to be able to go down and to serve side to side with these folks, they become members of your family. I mean, they're just such wonderful people. And it's just something that I want to continue to go back as often as possible, and whatever they need, whatever I can do, menial or whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm just more than glad to do whatever I can to work beside them and help them.
That's so great.
It's just a wonderful answer to prayer for me.
Yeah,
I enjoy serving.
That's so cool. I know that we could talk about so many stories that have come out of Peru, but I really want to spend some of our time on this most recent story about this women's conference. Sandy, tell us about this. I mean, it's kind of the buzz around the fellowship staff. It's like
God
did down there.
It was incredible. It was truly incredible. And of course, we had no idea what to expect. We hadn't taken a group of women to a conference for probably 15 years. Fellowship hadn't done that. And so we were excited about it, but didn't know much what to expect. And on their side, Rosa, Mario's wife, has just been there a little over a year. She didn't know what to expect. So we were all, you know, excited and just praying for God to reveal himself to us and to the women that went. And oh my goodness, it was beyond anything that we could have expected or imagined ourselves. We had well over 800 women that attended. And, you know, just to get the facilities ready for that. And
well,
it's...
Can we back up
yes.
How many were you expecting before you went down?
Well, I mean, we didn't know. It started out, there'll be a couple of hundred, then there'll be 500, there may be 700, then 1,100, then it ended up, you know, 800 and something. I don't know exactly, but it was way more than they expected, and we served food. So that in itself was such a challenge for them. You know, it's done by 100% volunteers. And so that's a lot of hands in preparing and serving and all of that. So they got the men involved, and they all had T-shirts that said who they were and everything. And it was beautiful. We were all in different rooms, you know, sitting in chairs, not at tables or anything like that. But it was beautiful, and every room was full during each of the breakout sessions, the workshops and everything, and it was so electric. You could just feel the presence of God, and women came from all different parts of Lima to come to this conference. It was incredible. It was incredible, and the way that God spoke was startling, surprising to us.
Mm-hmm.
But he did. And he, you know, it was through dance and through song and through the word and through games and in just everybody's language so that we all could really appreciate his goodness, his richness.
So one of the things I kept hearing from Jennifer, who went with you, is this speaker from Colombia. Who is this person, and how did you find them, and what was it that she shared that was so moving?
Okay. Well, her name is Olga Sophia, and she is also with the Christian Missionary Alliance in Colombia. And she and Rosa had spoken together at a conference, and that's how Rosa got to know her. And so she invited her to come. And the theme was on just giving your whole self, your all your thoughts, your mind. It was from Romans 12:1, you know. And so it's so powerful, but just giving it all to the Lord. And she broke that thing down word by word and then brought it together phrase by phrase. And so how can we not just give it all to the Lord, and how richly He blesses us and uses every last drop.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. One of my favorite passages too, living sacrifice. It's our reasonable worship. It's such a beautiful, beautiful passage. So
absolutely. Yeah. And it's only accomplished by giving all of you.
Right. That's awesome.
Not holding back.
So do you think you'll do this again?
Oh my word. We hope so. We really do, because they were so delighted. And we kept saying, what can we do that y'all can't do? Because they are serving so effectively. And for them, we are a draw. I mean, that sounds cheesy, but we do attract other people to come that might not come to the church, you know, to come and see these folks from our partner. And so they want us to come back, and we definitely want to go back.
Yeah. Well, fellowship ladies, did you hear this?
Yes. Next March.
Next March. Oh, wow. That's, for some reason, that doesn't seem very far away.
I know.
Does time go faster now? I mean, I don't even know, but it just
speeds
seems
up.
To go.
It speeds up.
It just speeds up. So, so great. So, Matt, you and I talked at the men's table a few weeks ago at the Franklin campus, and you had mentioned a family camp.
Yes.
Tell us about that. What does that look like?
The trip? Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, we want to try to get enough people together to go down and just really share this with family members, to be able to share this with their families. We had, in the past, we've had, you know, father and sons and daughters. This last trip, last summer, we had three mothers with kids and daughters, and it was so, so special for them to share that together. That's always the way, not only to build for today, but to build for tomorrow, mm-hmm. because you get those kids excited and involved, and that's what we want to see. We want to continue this and leave a legacy.
Mm. You know? Yes.
I just love this. You know, there's, as I'm still new to this position and trying to figure things out, that's been like on the forefront of my mind, is how do we get families involved? And I'm thinking much more on a local basis, but when you and I were talking about this, I'm like, oh, this is terrific. And so what do you have to say about this, and what's been on your heart in regards to family ministry heading down to Peru?
Oh, we are so excited about that. What we're thinking for this year is to have the family team go during fall break, October, early October. I think it starts like the 9th of October. Mario wants to have a family team. He also wants to have a medical team, and he also wants to have a worship team come. So we're thinking, wow, how about if we bring them all together and they all serve during the same week? That way the family team can help the medical team and everybody work together, and also save on the church's time. Instead of having to prepare for three trips, they prepare for one great big trip.
Right.
So they're able to enjoy us all. We're able to enjoy people who are doing different things. And that's especially good, I think, for the young students, the kids. They get to see how people through all walks of life give their lives away as adults, doing what God created them to do, serving as a medical professional or as a musician. And so it really expands their horizon. And plus they get to serve with them.
Right.
One thing that is just amazing to us, and we continue to see God working through, is the community kitchens that our FSM team started building the new one last year. Well, since then, Mario and his team have decided that since they have this building, why not, instead of using it for a community kitchen, why not use it for a community center? So instead of just being a kitchen, it's a center that's used throughout the week for kids in school, for moms, for Bible studies, for all these different things. And so that's where they actually want to have the medical team come and serve. And so that whole community is going to see that center that our FSM team started last year. They're going to see it being used for just bringing life into that community and health into that community, not just physical from eating, but physical from being healed and spiritual health.
That's beautiful. And the idea of what do I do on my fall vacation? Do I go to A30 with the rest of Williamson County? Do I go to Dollywood? Or do I go to Peru?
Peru!
Yes!
Sorry. Viva Peru!
The three of us have been on many, many trips, and we see the value. We see the just the blessing of being part of this. I mean, I love hanging out on the beach. I really do. And I love Dollywood, actually.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you get an opportunity, especially with your family, to go down and serve in a foreign country, there's nothing. I mean, what's that commercial? It's priceless.
You can't
compare it to anything else. So
no, and you bring up the memories from it forever.
Forever.
I was going to say, it's an experience of a lifetime, because you take that 1 week that you might not remember at the beach, but you'll remember for the rest of your life.
That's right.
The time you spent with your children.
That's exactly right.
Serving.
Gosh, so many thoughts going through my head right now. Just thinking of taking my son to different places when he was in junior high and high school. And it's just great, fond memories. They're just awesome. So it's a great opportunity that we, Fellowship Bible Church, offers to people. Is like, man, you have this opportunity that isn't offered everywhere. And we've got such great partners. Oh my goodness. The partners down in Peru are, I mean, well, you've developed them. You know, I don't really have to brag about them because you do that enough on your own.
Oh, they're so amazing. So amazing.
Yeah.
It is them.
So you just said something a minute ago that I'd really like to dial down on.
Okay.
The three of us here have been coming to Fellowship Bible Church for some time. We know that we might be the most generous church I've ever known when it comes to giving, right? It's just amazing. And so we are so free to give of our treasures. But you were talking about talents.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an area that I feel is truly missing in the Big C church. Not Fellowship necessarily, but just the Big C church, and that we are gifted. I was at Brentwood this weekend and met so many people that are so talented at medical stuff, right? I mean, how many medical companies are there in Williamson County, right? Or Nashville? And then you have music, and you're talking about dance and all these different talents that, man, if people knew that they could use those talents and take the time, so treasure talents and time to use to extending the kingdom of God, how enriching is that for people to go down and to use those talents?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they do have dance in Peru. Lots of dances that we can learn, but they don't have ballet. They don't have the creative dance that we have here. So the mixture of what they have with what we have. And then the other element is business. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of entrepreneurs, people who are well-versed, knowledgeable in business, and they need to learn about that. Yes. So our people here in Williamson County have as much to give as they have to receive, and they will receive blessing upon blessing.
Yeah. Just your comment about the gifted people that we have here, you know, using your gift to become self-sustainable, that's the American way.
Yeah.
Places like Peru or India, they don't have the same opportunities.
No.
Educated people. India, surprisingly, India has more English-speaking people in that country than all the English-speaking countries in the world.
Wow.
It's like 800 million Indians speak English. These people are educated. What they don't have is opportunity. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing a podcast soon on this. We just started a bakery, which you're going to be able to see down in India, with this same idea. It's like, how can we help countries that don't have the opportunities to become self-sustainable? How can we help them become self-sustainable?
Yeah.
Through business.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. And that's what we're trying to do in Peru also. I'm so glad to hear that we're doing it in India too. But yeah, we have so much that we can give that is priceless, truly, that you can't put a dollar amount to. I'm just hoping that listening to this is going to pique the interest. The Holy Spirit is going to speak into the people that will decide and set in their heart to go.
Yeah.
To go.
Right. So, Matt, what is one thing that you would want every person that comes to fellowship to know about the blessing of serving in another country?
Mm. It's the warmth, the heart of the people that you deal with and you meet, that as in Peru, that basically have very little, yet they give everything. Mm-hmm. And we have so much in this country that we take for granted. And to go down there and meet these people and spend time with them and get to know them and become friends, it's just so rewarding in your spirit.
Right.
To know these people that have such love in their hearts, that are willing to meet a stranger and love you and give you something that they have very little of. It's just, you just want to go back. You want to make good friends. That's why I want to learn Spanish. The few friends I have that I communicate with, both of them speak better English than I speak Spanish. But to be able to really get to know them and become really close friends, it's just a marvelous, marvelous experience. So rewarding.
Yeah, that's so key. You know, one thing that our country, I don't want to say lacks, you just see in other countries differently, is that relational component.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yes. I mean, here we have our own gifts and our own things, and they're great. But you go to a country like India or Peru or someplace like that, and people are inviting you there into their homes. Mm-hmm. And they're like, stay, you know? And
yes.
You're like, okay. And yeah, it's just such a beautiful component that is such a blessing that we get to see and that we get to observe and that we get to experience when we decide to go outside our walls and see those things.
Yes, it's the relationships.
It's
so much. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can't put a price on that in any way.
Yeah. Would you have anything to add to that, Sandy?
I just think that going there, you see how God is working and how big and powerful and mighty and loving He is to them as well as to us. And He speaks the same love language. Mm-hmm. We may not speak Spanish, but He speaks all languages through love, and you get to experience Him in a totally different way.
Yeah.
That you just can't do here.
That's right. That's
so
beautiful. Yeah, one of the most beautiful things is sitting in a room full of people worshiping, singing the songs that you know, but in
yes,
a different language.
Yes, a different language.
Oh, yeah. It's reminiscent of heaven.
Yes,
it is.
As we imagine it now,
right.
Who knows what it'll be. Yeah.
I know. Someday
yeah.
we're going to get to experience that in a real way. Sandy, Matt, I am so thankful for you too and the work that God is doing in and through you. And the way that you've opened up your arms to the people here at Fellowship to come and join you.
Yes.
And as you're listening to this, I really pray that God would put on your heart that you'd say, yes, I want to go. I want to go to Peru. I want to go somewhere that God would do a marvelous work in and through us. And so thank you for giving us a glimpse into the wondrous country of Peru. If you're listening to this, could you all pray for Sandy and Matt and the teams that are going down? Because how many teams are going down this summer?
Well, this summer we'll have one, and then we'll have three more after that.
Right. So,
yeah, four
teams.
Oh, my
goodness. Lots of opportunity.
That's right. Come share the joy.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, this has been great. Thank you, and God bless
you.
And
thank you.
We will be seeing you around campus.
Absolutely.
Okay, sounds great.
Right.
Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Beyond Our Walls, a podcast from Fellowship Bible Church. For more information on our outreach ministry, visit fellowshipbiblechurch.org. We'll be back soon with another episode. Until then, let's follow Jesus together and help others do the same.